Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries. As we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts inviting you to stay tuned to the program today and even exhorting you to pick up the phone and give someone a call, someone you know who's discouraged and down in their faith and need a spiritual boost. Today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, Abraham's kind of faith, is just the kind of word that they need from the Lord today. So stay tuned, and we'll be joined by my father, Brother Hardy, for this powerful message, Abraham's Kind of Faith. I'll be back at the close of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this powerful message. And now, Brother Hardy.
Now, the big question is, what is faith? You know what? Sad to say, a majority of God's saints don't know what faith is. What is faith? What does it mean to have faith? Faith, believe, and trust are basically synonyms. And they simply mean, number one, to confide in so as to be secure without fear. How many's got that kind of faith? Are you confiding and trusting in God that you are not fearful? See, because if you fear, you do not have faith, or you're not exercising faith, or you're believing in the wrong way. You're believing against yourself. You're believing God can't. And because you believe God can, God won't. There is no fear in God in love, for God is love. Nothing to fear. He's going to keep us. He's going to protect us. And not only that, he went a step further and said, I give you power over all the power of your enemies, the devil. So why should I be afraid of someone that I have power over? I'm not going to let him psych me out. He can make all kind of faces and groan and grunt and try to scare you. And I tell him, hey, devil, if you're going to have a face-making contest, I'll win before I even make a face. Confidence in so as to be secure without fear. It means to flee for refuge to or to take shelter in. Is he your shelter? God's my shelter. 91st Psalm said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. What does that mean? Protection. If I'm under his shadow, he's right there protecting me. He's like the mother hen that when danger comes, she clucks and all the little chicks run there. And the shadow of her mother's there and they look down and see the shadow. They're all right. And then the third thing it means to put faith in. You got to put your faith into something. Faith has to have a basis to be put on. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance, but the Greek word means basis or assurance of things hoped for. You got to have something, a basis to put your faith on. And of course, we ought to be putting our faith in the God that cannot lie and in his word that does not fail. Our trust is to be in God. To put faith in something, to trust in something, that's their synonyms, or to trust in somebody means to believe or take one at his word. When somebody in the natural would tell you, I'll do this for you. And if you trust him or believe him, then you take and put faith or believe in his word. They got a saying a lot in the world that when somebody tells you something that seems hard and they say, trust me. How many's ever had somebody say that? Just trust me. And that's all God says. If it seems hard for you to believe his word and you're stumbling, just trust me. Just try me. It means to stay or rest or in something. To stay and rest in God's word. You rest there. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will what? Give you rest from your fears and doubts and fretting. It means to rely upon the promises of another. All the promises of God and Jesus are what? Yes. Amen. To the glory of God. God said, everything that I have said is, yes, I will do it. Amen. It shall come to pass. Amen. 4, and to put absolute trust in a person without question or doubt as to his faithfulness. See, the devil tries to get you to question God, to bring doubt. He's not going to come and tell you God is a liar, because you would then be alarmed and know it was the devil. But what he's going to do is work on sense knowledge to try to convince you it's impossible. It's just, I'm in an impossible situation. You can never get in an impossible situation. If you are a child of God, you're under him, and his shadow's over you, and he's with you. Because he said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world or the age. And if he's with us always, then the answer and the supply and the miracle that we need is right there. All we got to do is trust in him. All we got to do is believe him. That's what kind of faith Abraham had. God didn't give Abraham the faith and promises when he was a young man. It was 75. And Sarah was 65. And she was a past menopause. In fact, she was never able to bring forth a child. And Abraham got to the place that his body was dead. But God said, I will make your seed as the stars in heaven. I will make your seed as the sand. And Abraham just put his trust in the Lord. Put his faith in the Lord. Put himself in the Lord. Believing that what he had promised, he's also able to perform. How many believes that what God has promised you, he's also able to perform it, no matter what man says, no matter what the devil suggests, no matter what none of your senses tell you, you believe God because God can bring something out of nothing and bring life out of death. And because God is faithful and because God does not lie. He said in Numbers 23:19, I'm not a man, I'm not just mere human, that I should lie. Neither am I the son of man or offspring of fallen man, that I should repent. You know, a lot of times people promise you something and they can't do it. They can't make it good. And they come back and say, I've got to repent of it. I'm sorry. God don't have to repent. Brother, if he sent it, take it to the bank. Amen. If he's promised it, stand upon it. Standing on the promises, I shall not fail. Standing on the promises, I shall not fall. Standing on the promises, the word of God shall not fail. Though the storms of doubt and sin assail, I'm standing on the promises of God. Hallelujah. That's what faith is. Faith is to put absolute trust in a person without question or doubts as to his faithfulness. Five. And remember, the number five is what? Grace. Five. Faith is also defined as a union of assurance, conviction, the counting or reckoning of a thing as though it was already done. Faith does not have to see it before it believes. For if you see it, you only have sense knowledge. Faith, so you got two eyesight. You got the physical eyesight that is governed by the natural world. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen with our physical eye, but we look at the things which are not seen with our physical eye, but with the eye of faith. For the things that are seen with the physical eye are temporal. They're transient. They're temporary. They're passing. But the things that are seen with the eye of faith or is eternal. So you've got to see it with the eye of faith. When God promises it, then you've got to see with the eye of faith that it is done. It is accomplished. No matter what sense knowledge tells you, it's done. Oh, Abraham could have staggered because all the sense knowledge told him it was a medical impossibility. But you see, God made these bodies. He's got spare parts in heaven. Sure, he said, a new heart I'll give you. How many say amen? He's got spare parts in heaven, and he can fix it up. He is the giver of life, for he said, I've come that you might have life, and it wouldn't be very much. It would be abundant. How many say amen? And God is a miracle worker. How many believes God's a miracle worker? Now, what is a miracle? Something that shouldn't be. But it is. Something that shouldn't happen, but God makes it happen anyhow. Because you see, God's not bound by the laws of physics, our physical world. He is not bound by anything except his word. God is bound by his word, and that's why he said in one scripture, concerning my word, you command me to do it. Boy, that's bold, ain't it? Command me. But that's showing God two things. No sin in your life, and you believe the word, and you want what God said he'll do. That's what Hebrews said. Come boldly to the throne of grace. I preached a while back about that little woman coming boldly to the judge. Come boldly to the judge of the universe, the righteous one, and you shall obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. Put your faith, one songwriter put it, said, put your hand in the man that can still the waters. Put your hand in the man that can calm the sea. Put your hand in Jesus. Come on, praise him. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Oh, the Lord's good, ain't he? I'm telling you, I only used 3 pages of my message. I got that to go. How many knows what faith is now? Are you having faith according to the Bible? Is your faith up there? If it isn't, you need to start praying, Lord, strengthen me. Strengthen my faith. Nowhere in the Bible can you find where it tells you to pray for faith. It always commands you to use what faith God gave you. The only time Jesus prayed concerning faith for a disciple was Peter. And he said, Peter, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat. But I have prayed, and didn't say that you get more faith. He said, but your faith won't fail. The faith I've already gave to you. How many say amen? Lord, don't let the people's faith in this church that you have given them fail. Let it produce what you gave it to them for. Life. For the just shall what? Live by faith. Faith is life. How many say, give him a clap off.
Amen. What an inspirational and soul-strengthening word from God's word by my father, Brother Hardy. Abraham's kind of faith. What do you need when you've been waiting on the answer to your prayer and time is passing by without the fulfillment? When things seem to be getting worse instead of better? When you're facing insurmountable obstructions and you feel like just giving up? What you need is Abraham's kind of faith. The faith that won't lose hope even when hope is against you. That will enable you to believe against hope. To not stagger in unbelief at the promises of God, but to remain fully persuaded that what God has promised, he is able to perform. You need the faith of our father Abraham, who believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now the Hebrew text actually states that Abraham believed God and said amen. And Paul said in Romans 4 that we are to walk in the very same steps of our father, Abraham. And this anointed teaching by Brother Hardy will tell you how you can walk in the steps of your father, Abraham. How you can believe against hope when hope is against you. How you can have Abraham's kind of faith. This message is available either on audio tape or CD. You can receive it on 2 audio tapes for your love gift to the ministry of $10 and ask for offer number 100T as in tape. Or it's available on 2 CDs for your love gift of $18 to the ministry and ask for offer number 100CD for 2 CDs. Abraham's kind of faith. Address your request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203, or go online at rghardy.org.
Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine.
Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.